that since the Mishnah says that you start mentioning the Shaila, Bishas the Geshem, so the Havminer is again the Askar is also only at the end of Sukkis. Like the Yeshua says, Mishas Anachosai means you start on Shemini Atzeres. My Rav answers back, clearly no, that Afilu Temer Rebbe Eliezer, our Mishnah could even go according to Rebbe Eliezer. Even when Rebbe Eliezer says we start to mention the Askar of Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshim on the first day of Sukkis, and the Mishnah says, Shaila, to ask for Geshem, we first do after Sukkis, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Shaila Lechud, the Askar Lechud. Shaila, to really ask for Geshem, to say the same Talamot Levrocha, that you have to do first after Sukkis. But Haskorah, just to mention, to give praise to Hashem, that Hashem is the one that's Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem, that you can do even the first day of Sukkis also. There's no stira here, that can be done the first day. Rav Yehuda says it's like this, that the first one that goes down to the table we had on Shemini Atzeres, he still says Mashav, he doesn't say it. But the one that's Davin Musif, he's the one that says Mashav Ruch Amar Goshem. That's what Rav Yehuda said at the end of the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda again, Oiv Lefnei Teva, Biyom Tav Achron Shachar, the one that goes down to Davin on Shemini Atzeres, is Achron, the one that says Musif, Maskir, he starts saying Mashav Ruch Amar Goshem. Harishon, the one that Davin Shachris, ain't a Maskir, doesn't mention Mashav Ruch Amar Goshem. And Biyom Tav Rishon Shal Pesach, by Pesach it says the Mishnah just the opposite. That Harishon Maskir, the one that still daven Shachris on Pesach, does say Mashav Ruch Amar Goshem. But Achron, the one that davens Musaf on the first day Pesach, ain't a Maskir. That's when we start saying Merda Tol, the Svadim, Rakopon, and we stop saying Mashav Ruch Amar Goshem. That's what the Mishnah says. So Merda says, Ruminu, I have a kasha now on this. We have a din that Ad Mosai Sherle Mesagashomim. Until when do we start saying Mashav Ruch Amar Goshem? Until how long do we continue saying it? And Rashi says, "Besayf Yemesek Shomim." When is the end of the rainy season? Like when do we stop saying Mashav Ruach Amar Goshem? When do we stop? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ad Sheyavra Pesach," until after the Pesach goes away, the whole Pesach. So it's a stira. And the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says that the one that davens Musaf the first day of Pesach, he stops saying Mashav Ruach Amar Goshem. And here in the Brisa it says Rabbi Yehuda says that Ad Sheyavra Pesach, until the whole Pesach passes by. So it's a stira. Rashi, the Armina Kol Chodesh Shemayin, the same Talamotar, that the whole Cholomayd of Pesach we still mention same Talamotar. So Chortzestira, later Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir says Achiyav Nisan, you keep on saying even the same Talamotar the whole Chodesh Nisan. If the Chodesh Nisan, that's when you stop saying it. And we'll soon see why. How do we know the reason? Next Mishnah says the reason why. So Chortzestira, Rav Chizda says Lo Kasha, maybe there's no stira here. Lo Kasha. Kan lishoyel, kan lahaskir. That there's a difference to one is Shiloh, when do we just mention Mashav Ruach Amar Goshem, and kan lahaskir. No, kan lishoyel means when do we ask? When do we ask for the same Talamot Lebrochom? We continue asking throughout the whole Pesach, or else through the whole Chodesh Nisan. That's what Yehudi says in the Braisa. That throughout the whole Pesach, even during Chol HaMoed, still you say the same Talamot Lebrochom. Or the kan lahaskir. That our Mishnah says, that you stop saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim on the first day of Pesach, that's Lahaskir. Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim, true. You only say it until the first day of Pesach, Shachris. But when it comes Musaf ready, we stop saying it. That's how Rav Chizda wants to answer. Kanak, what it means, Meisel Shoyil V'yozel. We keep on asking for Geshem throughout Chol HaMoed, or according to Ramei, throughout the whole Chodesh of Nisan. Lahaskir, but how long do we keep on mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Goshem? That's beyond the Rishon Pesach. We stop saying Mashav Ruach Amar Goshem, like our Mishnah says, on the first day of Pesach. That's Rav Chizda's teretz. There's no stira in Rav Yehuda, even though in the Mishnah Rav Yehuda says you stop on Pesach, and the Braisa says you stop after Pesach, our Mishnah means you stop saying Mashav Ruach Amar Goshem. The Haskorah we stop saying on the first day of Pesach by Musaf. How long do we keep on saying the same Talamot during Chol HaMoed when we say Tefillas Chol? The whole Chol HaMoed you still say it. Amar Ulu asks back, how could that be? Amar Ulu, hold the Rav Chizda, that the Rav Chizda wants to answer this teretz, kasha is so shver, so hard to understand, kechaymet lishanayim, like vinegar is bad for the teeth, ucha'oshan lenayim, and like smoke is bad for the eyes. In other words, you're not saying a good teretz here. How could that be? Oma b'mokam shein neshoyel. Madduch in the place when we don't ask the same Talamot Levrocha. We don't beg yet for Geshem. So one way you can learn Pashtun means, on the during Sukkot itself, that during Sukkot itself, of course, we don't say Shaila. Still maskir, still we start early to say Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim, according to Tanakhama and the Mishnah, or even on Yom Tif itself, on Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres, we already start saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim. But Shoyim, when do we start asking for Geshem? We have to wait till Chol, till a weekday davening, till we say Baruch Aleinu, and at Baruch Aleinu we say the same Talamot Nebrocha. So we start the Haskara before we ask. Says so, b'mokim sheshoel, if you want to tell me now that during Chol HaMoed of Pesach, you're telling me now Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you do say the same Talamot Nebrocha, you do ask for Geshem, eino din shiye maskir. Isn't it for sure a svara that you still should be maskil, still be mentioning Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim? In other words, we start saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim before we start saying the Shaila. So Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim, we say even longer. So if you tell me now that during Chol HaMoed Pesach you do have to say Shaila, you do have to ask in Sein Talamot L'Vrocham, you do have to say, so how could it be that you don't have to say the Askara of Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim? It doesn't make any sense, Rav Chisda Teretz. So the Chura, there's still a spirit in Rabbi Yehuda. And now Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says that you stop saying Mashu Ruach Amarad Agoshem on the first day Pesach by Musaf. By Musaf already we stop saying Mashu Ruach Amarad Agoshem. And in the Brice Rabbi Yehuda says, you mention Shaila, you ask for the same Talamot L'Brochon, the whole Chol HaMoed of Pesach till the end of Pesach. So it's a spirit. Elo Omar Ula, Ula says like this, what you have to say is Enochanami, Trey, Tanoi, Alibid Rav Yehuda. Enochanami, it's Taka Machloikis, there are two different Tanoim, Alibid Rav Yehuda. Enochanami, you have to say it's a Machloikis Tanoim. We have Yehuda, the Mishnah holds that you stop saying the first day Pesach by Musaf, and Enochanami, according to that Svara during Chol HaMoed, you do not say the same Talamot L'Vrach anymore. And that in the Brice of Yehuda says you say the same Talamot L'Vrach during Chol HaMoed Pesach. Of course, he holds you also would say Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem during Chol HaMoed Pesach. How about that they go together? And after we pass on Yehuda in the Mishnah, that's one way to learn Rabbi Yehuda. I in the Brice, it's a different Tana. Rashi says, you trade Tanoi, Chadom Rashi Avra Pesach, Shoyalin, that you say the same Talamotor. Kol Shechen Shemaskir, and according to that Svara, for sure you're going to say Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem. The Chadoma one says no, Shailo Ada Pesach. The Askora, Shiyochel Aske Biyomtev Maske Biyomtev Rishon Shepesach. Betzvilos Yaitse. Right. We have Yosef Omer. Yosef wants to say another Teretz. We have Yosef Omer, Mayat Shiavra Pesach. You know what Yehuda means in the Braisa? That you keep on saying Shailo, keep on asking, until Pesach goes away. It means that Shiyavra Shliachtziva Rishon Hayorid Biyomtev Rishon Shepesach. That's what it means. It means till the Shliach Tzibur that finished davening Shacharis goes away. So then there's no Stira to the Mishnah. And Echonami, all you mention is if the first day Pesach, the one that's davening Shacharis, we mention Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem. But when he goes away from the table, when he finishes davening, that's when we stop saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem. Mamash, like the Yehuda says in the Mishnah, that we stop saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshem after Shacharis on the first day Pesach. But the Gemara Omalei Abaya, Shaila v'yomtev miyika, how could that be? Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa says that Shoyalin, here the question is, until how long do we say the same Talamot L'Vrocha? Until how long are we Shoyal? Do we ask for Geshem? So on Yomtev we don't ask for Geshem. On Yomtev we don't say Baruch Aleinu. So how could you say that Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa is saying like this? Do you know how long we keep on after asking for the same Talamot L'Vrocha? Until the first day Pesach, after the one that says Shacharis goes away. Mashmi is telling me that during Shacharis, you say the same Talamot L'Vrocha. And we know we don't do that. On Yontif, we don't daven Baruch Aleinu. So you can't say Ad Shiyavru means after the first day goes by. For sure it has to mean until the whole Pesach goes by. So what he meant to say is during Chol HaMoed Pesach. During Chol HaMoed, when we daven Tefillah Shachoyol, then he holds, if used in the Braisa, that we mention the same Talamot L'Vrocha until the end of Pesach. So, Mela, your teretz is not a good teretz. That's what Abaya is saying. Homolei Abaya. Shaila b'yomtiv miyika. Do we ask the same Talamot L'Vrocha on Yomtiv? Homolei, so he answered back in yes. I'll tell you, Shoyo Meturgimin. The Meturgimin, the one that gives a drosha on Yomtiv, he has the right to say a bracha also. And he's going to say the bracha, the same Talamot, the punct in the middle of the drosha, he's going to say it. So, Drashi. Homolei in. Shaila b'yomtiv miyika. Vidrosha.
Shudurish Oimna Brocha Shayla Levada.
So Santa Meister. The Shasta Rov gives the drosha on the first day of Pesach, he's gonna say the same Talamat Lebrocha, and he'll say a brocha on it also. So that's what Rav Yehuda and the Braisa meant to say. That when the Rav gives the drosha in the morning, Pesach in the morning, he's going to say the same Talamot Lebracha. And after that, he's not going to do it anymore.
So the Gemara says back, V'chi meturgamin shoyel dovesh and tzorach letzibur, how could that be? Even if you want to say Braisa, the turgamin, the one that gives the drosha in the middle of the day, he has the right to say brochas, but of course he'll only say a brocha that the tzibur needs.
He'll only say a brocha that's mamash necessary for the tzibur. So now we're talking about now during Pesach, it's after the raining season already right now. Havad, it's not a tzorach for them to have rain right now during Pesach. So Havad, it makes no sense at all that the Meturgamin should make this bracha during the drosha on the first day of Pesach. So therefore, you don't have any terrors, what you're saying. Havad, when the Yehuda and the Braisa said, Ad Sheyavru HaPesach, did not mean when the first day goes by, but Havad, he meant when the whole Chag HaPesach went by. So that's what he meant, it's a stira in the Mishnah to the Braisa. So Gemara answers, Einachanami, Elo Machvarta Kedula. You have to go back to Ulis Terrace and say it is a stira, and there's two Tanoim. The Tan of our Mishnah is one Reb Yehuda, he taka holds like we do Lalocha, we stop saying Mashiach and Goshem the first day Pesach after Shachris. And Einachanami, we don't say Mashiach and Goshem Merid Atol, we don't say either during Cholamayit either. We stop everything the first day Pesach after Shachris.
In the Mishnah,
Rav Rama Rava says, "Mayat Shiavra Pesach." You know what? Reb Yehuda in the Braisa, when he meant to say that Shiloh, we keep on asking for the same Talamot Levrocha at Shiavra Pesach. You know what that means? At Sheyavor Zman Shchitas Pesach, until the Zman of Shchitas Pesach goes away. That's what he meant to say. Ukitchilosoi came soifoi enachanami. Matchilosoi maski rafa pishen shoyom. What it means to say like this, Ashiyavra Pesach means until Erev Pesach goes away, until the Zman Shchitas Pesach goes away. In other words, on Erev Pesach, that's the last day we say Masha Morid Atol. That's the last day we say the same Talamot Lebrucha. The last day we have the Shiloh that we ask for Geshem the same Talamot Lebrucha, that's on Erev Pesach. Enechnami. By the first day of Pesach, we don't say it anymore. And Rashi says, Ad sheyavor zman shchitas Pesach. That means, chatzos yoyim diab osar. After chatzos of Erev Pesach, we don't see anymore the same talamot lebrocha. Ad sheyavor chatzos dayno kol tfilos yoytzer. Vashmini Rav Yehuda, te bemincha, te yarvei psochim. This is the chiddush. On mincha Erev Pesach. Af agav de matzlin and tfilos choyal, even though we say a regular weekday davening, we say baruch aleinu masikin, we take a stop then saying the same talamot lebracha. V'lo yoyme the same talamot. The af agav de makarinon ad lamochor the musafim paisik hashayla. Even though we first stop saying mashiv ruach mar nagoshim, first tomorrow the first day Pesach by musaf, by shachris we still say it. Aber mit tfilos mincha shner of yomtiv. Harishon v'yaskara sheyochol askir v'yomtiv maskir atzilos musaf sheyomtiv rishon. As that year, the Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshim, we keep on saying it, even though you already stopped saying the same Talamot Lebroch in Baruch Aleinu, hey son, Mincha Erev Pesach he holds, you don't say anymore the same Talamot Lebroch, but I call upon the askara to say Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshim, that you still say that Mincha Erev Pesach, Marav you say it, Shachris you still say it, only the first day Musaf, that's when we stop saying it. And this the Gemara says, Ukitchilosoi Kain Seifer. Just like at the beginning by Sukkis, when we start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim, the same way when we end off. What does that mean? Matchilosoi Maskir Afo Pishen Shoyom. Just like when do we start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim? We start saying it on Shmini Atzeres. On Shmini Atzeres, when you daven Musaf, that's the first time we start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. Now on Yom Tif, we don't say Tfilah Shacharil, we don't say Baruch Aleinu. So we don't start saying yet the same Talamot Levrocha. We first start saying the same Talamot Levrocha the next day, Isru Chag. So it comes out when we start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim, we say the Haskara Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim before we really start saying the Bakosha of Shiloh of the same Talamot Levrocha. because on Shemini Atzeres we say Mashal Ruchim Aragoshim by Musav and Mincharedi, and even though we don't have a Tefilas Choyel, who was in Soifoy? At the end, that means the last day, Erev Pesach, the Mincha of Erev Pesach, we already stopped saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. There's no more Shiloh. But Askara we do have. And just like the beginning, we have a Mashal Ruchim Aragoshim without the Shiloh of the same Talamot Lebrocha, the same way at the end also, that on Mincha Erev Pesach, on Marav, the first night of Pesach, and Shachris, the first day of Pesach, even though we do say Mashav Ruachim or Nagoshim, but at the same time, Motla Ruach, that we don't say. So, that's the way it comes out. Then there's no stira from the Brice of Reb Yudah to the Mishnah of Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah in the Mishnah Taka says that when do you stop saying Mashav Ruach on the first day of Pesach after Shachris, the Brice says that Achiyavra Pesach means the same thing. It means after Erev Pesach, after the Korban, the Zman of Korban Pesach goes. Omalei Abaye said back to him, no. Bishleim at Chilosa, Bishleim at the beginning by Sukkis, Maskir, there is a good Indian, on Shemini Atzeres. Even though Shemini Atzeres, we don't start saying it the same Talamot Lebrocha, we don't start asking yet for Geshem, but we start being Maskir. We just say like a Shvach, we praise Hashem that He gives us rain. That I could understand. This blame with Chilosoi Maskir, we should start saying Mashav Ruchim Aragoshem. Why? Because Haskara Nami Ritzui. Because the Haskara remembering it also makes Hashem want to give us the rain. So Melo, Ritzu Shailahi. It's a Ritzu, it's going to help Hashem want to give us the rain. So after Yom Tov, after Sukkis, when we start saying the same Talamotl Rocha, Hashem is going to listen to us and give us the rain because we started to mention it already before on the first, on Shemini Atzeres. So I understand what this purpose of mentioning Mashav Ruach Marana Goshem is, even though we're not asking yet for Geshem. Because it's called a Ritzi. If we start to mention to praise Hashem, that's going to make Hashem give us the rain. Ela Seifa, but this is shared to me at the end though. Ma Ritzi Shailika. But at the end, if you're telling me now that even on Erev Pesach, you already stopped saying this same Talamot Lebrocha, you stopped davening for Geshem. In other words, there's no purpose to have Geshem then. See, if so, why do we talk and say Mashav Ruach Marana Goshem? Ma Ritzu Shailika. What's the purpose of making the Ritzu even? Why should we even mention it? There's no purpose of mentioning it even. Since we're not asking for Geshem right now, so Mashem is not a time to have rain right now. So it's not a time to have rain. Why should we even mention Mashem Ruach Marana Goshem? Similarly, your Teretz is also Shver. If you're going to tell me that you stop saying the same Talamot Lebrocha on Erev Pesach by Mincha, so the Svara should be, you should also stop saying then Mashem Ruach Marana Goshem also you should stop saying. So, and we know not like that. We have Yehuda in the Mishnah says, when do we stop saying Mashav Ruach? Only Pesach after Shachris. So the Kitzur has to still be a Stira, the Braisa to the Mishnah. So we must learn a Ela Machrata Kadiula. We have to answer the way Ula's Teres, the way we said before, that there's a Machlekes Taka, the Mishnah, and the Braisa. There are two different Tanoim. And Echnami, Rabbi Yehuda now, Mishnah says, you start. You're on Pesach, the first day on Shachris, you still say Mashav Ruach. And you stop by Musaf. And then the Braiser of Yehuda argues and says, not like that. There he says, throughout the whole Pesach, you still say the same Talmud Lebrocha, and you still say Mashav Ruach Marana Goshem. And Echnami, you have to say there's a theory here. Now, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Yechanin, Halacha Kreb Yehuda. Halacha is the way we do like Kreb Yehuda in the Mishnah. That on the first day Pesach, after Shachris, that's when we stop saying Mashav Ruach. And when do we start saying Mashav Ruach? On Shemini Atzeres Musaf. Oh, Malay Reb Zeva the Rabbasi, it's Reb Zeva Sefer Rabbasi. Oh, Miyom Reb Yechanan Hochi, is it true that Reb Yechanan really said like this? For Yotzanan, we learned like this. Vishloisha b'macheshron, the third day of Macheshron, that's the next Chodesh after Tishrei, the third day of Macheshron, Shoylem Esegeshomim. That's the time when we start asking for rain. That's when we first start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. We have the Gamliel Leima b'Shivaboy. We first start asking on the seventh day of Macheshron. The Yom Rav Lezer said, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. The Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? That since we first start asking Shoylim, we first start asking for the same Talamot Lebrocha on Zayin Macheshvan, Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, on the seventh day of Macheshvan, so about the Svar is, we don't start asking either the Askara, we don't start saying Mashav Ruach Marana Goshem either until Zayin Macheshvan. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that we start saying it on Shemini Atzeres? No. we shouldn't start saying it until way later, until Zayin Macheshrim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Marin says, first of all, Amalei, he answered back, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis, like what's the Bikasha here? What does Reb Lez have to do with Reb Yechanan? Reb Lez attacked a Paschal Zon like Reb Gamliel, and Echnami. According to Reb Lez attacker, when do you start saying Saint Talamot Lebrocha on Zayim Acheshvan? And Echnami, maybe you first start saying also Masha Bruch Maragoshen on Zayim Acheshvan. But Reb Yechanan before said he passed like Reb Yehuda. So what's the Kasha? Reb Lez apostles like Reb Gamliel, but Reb Yechanan could argue. What does one got to do with the other? Rabbi Yechon holds a loch of Reb Yehuda, and Reb Lez holds a loch of Reb Gamliel, so there's no stira. That's one teretz. He boy is same, another teretz is, like Kasha Mechlav, there's no stira here. Kan l'shoyel, kan l'haskir. Then our Mishnah is talking about, when do we start masking, when do we start saying Mashav Ruch Maragoshim? We start saying Mashav Ruch Maragoshim, Takan Shemini Yatzeres Per Musaf. But when do we first start saying Mashav, the same Talmud L'vrochon? That's Taka later on. And Eretz Yisrael Taka, they start saying the Taka Zayim Acheshron. Chutzlarts, we say it later, we say it 60 days later. But I call upon them there, Yisrael Taka, they start saying a Taka on Zayin Macheshram. You say, oh, Saint Talamot Lebrocha. So there's no stira. Shiloh, to start saying Mashi Brocha Maragoshim, like to make a ritzu that Hashem to start liking us and giving us rain, we start saying Hashemin Yatzeres. But Lamaisa, when is the time that the rain should really start coming down? Or we'll soon see why we wait until Zayin Macheshram. That's when we first really ask the rain should come down. We'll soon see why. Afanimara Aiva Omer Rabbi Yechon, Yechon said that the Mokim Sheshoyo Maskir, Rabbi Yechon said no, that whenever you start saying the same Talamot Levrocha, that's the time you maskir also. So then we have a stira then. You can't say we first start saying the same Talamot Levrocha on Zayin Macheshvan. So how could Rabbi Yechon say we start saying the Askara, Mashavuch Managoshim, on Shemini Atzeres? Rabbi Yechon said you do both together. And the Gemara Hula Sok Yitma. Rabbi Yechon there just meant when they stop. Whenever we stop saying Mashruch Mardagoshim, like the first day Pesach, that's when we also stop saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. Fedimar Nova, Rabbi Yechon said, Hischo Lahaskir Mascho Lisho. The same time you start saying Mashruch Mardagoshim, there's our Shemini Atzeres, right after Shemini Atzeres is Mascho Lisho. Right away you start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. Posak Mulisheril, on the first day Pesach, when we stop saying Mashavuach, we stop saying the same Talamot Lebrochom, is Faisik Mohaskir. We also stop saying Mashavuach Maragoshim. So who is a stira here? How could Rabbi Yechon say, Halacha Kreb Yehuda? And if you want to say the Halacha is that we first start saying Mashavuach, the same Talamot Lebrochom, we first start saying on Zayim Acheshron, it's a stira. Rabbi Yechon says we do the same thing. The Askora and the Shalah is always together. So how could you say the Askora of the same Mashavuach Maragoshim, we start on Shemini Atzeres, and Shaila, what we ask for the same Talamot Levrocha, that we first start saying on Zayim Acheshvan Tzatzira. So the Gemara says like this, El Lekasha, I tell you, Holon V'Olu, one is B'nai Bovil, and one is B'nai Eretz Yisrael. That's the difference. Yeah. So Rashi says like this, Holon V'Olu, L'B'nai Bovil, the people living in Bovil, She'esh Lanu Tfuah, U'Peris Basoda, they have their Peris outside in the fields, Kol Tishrei ain't maskirin. We don't want the rain to start coming down during Tishrei. At Shiva v'Macheshvan, we want to wait until Zayin Macheshvan, because that's when they'll bring ready the tefuah into the house. V'shom Sherlim, then we start asking the same Talamot Lebrocha. K'diyom Rav Yechnan, Maskul l'haskul maskul l'shoyl. So in B'nai Bovel Taka, they don't even start saying Mashav Ruch Amar Nagoshem until Zayin Macheshvan, because they don't want the rain to start coming down until Zayin Macheshvan. Amar B'hol who? That's the Rabbi Yechon, instead we pass like Rabbi Yudin al-Mishnah, that's going to live near Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi, the Koytzri and Benisim, they cut down their wheat on Nisim. The Yaisim and Tishrei, they collected and bring them to the house in Tishrei already. His Mela Maskirim B'yom Tav Acharon, Rabbi Yudin. We take a start saying on Shemini Atzeres, Mashav Ruach Maragoshim. And right after Shemini Atzeres, the next night, we start saying the same Talamot Lebracha. We take a make the Makosha right away. So Mela, there's no Stira. Rabbi Yechon Taka holds one is telling totally the other, and in Eretz Yisrael Taka, right after Shemini Atzeres, you start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha, it's together. That the Halacha is like a Gamliel, we wait till Zayin Macheshvan, that's only in B'nai Bovel. Fredi Gemara, no. Ma'ish no l'lidan. How come the people in Bovel, we wait? The Yislan Peri, B'davram, because they have their fruits out in the fields. So we don't ask for rain yet, we don't want the rain to ruin the Peris in the fields. The Tunami. For us also, people in Eretz Yisrael also, we should not daven for rain right after Shemini Atzeres. Why? Islu Wali Regolim. We have all the Yidin that came up on Sukkot to be Eile Regel. They came to Yerushalayim, and after Sukkot they start to go home. So how could we start davening right after Shemini Atzeres, Moitzoy Shemini Atzeres, and start saying the same Talamot Levracha? We're going to start davening for Geshem. No, we should have Rachmanos and the people that have to travel home, and we should not ask for Geshem yet. So even in Eretz Yisrael also, like Lamaisa, like now, they do not ask for Geshem right after Shemini Atzeres. So the answer is like this. Ki kom Rav Yechanan bizman shoy beis mitzvah kayim, ein hachanami. Bizman, there's no beis mitzvah, there's no mitzvah on the regal. Then Rav Yechanan said that right after Shemini Atzeres, you start to start asking for Geshem in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the loch is like Rav Yehuda. We start saying Mashu Ruach Marit Goshem on Shemini Atzeres, and we start asking also for rain right after Mitzvah Shemini Atzeres, we start saying the same Talmud Levruach. Of in Eretz Yisrael, when they had the Beis Hamikdash, that there was a mitzvah by the regal and a chanami there in Eretz Yisrael that didn't ask for Geshem until Zayim Acheshvan. The verse says, Hasta the Ashloch, he wants to come onto this Teretz, I'll tell you like this, even the first era. Ho, behold, the two. Both are talking about B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Well, like Asha, Kan Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim. When do we say we wait to ask for rain? Until Zayin Macheshvan, that's Bizman, is the base of Mikdash, is the mitzvah of El Regal. We want you to wait to El Regal. We want the people to go home first. So we don't ask for rain until after Zayin Macheshvan. Kan Bizman, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayin. Mashenki Bizman is that there's no Beis HaMikdash, no people going El Regal. Then we start asking for rain in Eretz Yisrael right after Sukkot. So tomorrow, that's the Teretz Rav Yechon. By the Vianan, Fretik Gemara Nukashi now. Vianan, people living in Chutz Loretz. That keeps 2 days Yom Tov like here in America. The East lunch, we have 2 days Shemini Atzeres. We have a Shemini Atzeres and a Simchas Yom Tov. Hechi Avdinan. When do we start saying Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem? How do we do it? Omar Rav says like this. Maskel B'Mosofim. True. When our Shemini Atzeres the first day, Shachris, we don't. But Musaf, we already mentioned Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem. Upoisik. Right after that, we stop saying again. The Mincha Arvis V'Shachris. The Mincha of Shemini Atzeres, the Arvus of Simchas Torah, and the Shachos of Simchas Torah, we don't say Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem. Because it's doubtful. Maybe Shemini Atzeres really is only the seventh day. So maybe really we only have to first start saying Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem on Simchas Torah. So therefore, after we started on Musaf Shemini Atzeres, we stop Mincha, Amarev, and Shachos and don't say it. V'chayzev v'masafim. Then when we dive in Musaf on Simchas Torah, we again say Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem. That's what he wanted to say. That's what Rav wanted to say. Omelu Shmuel, Shmuel said not like that. Puka v'yomlu liyaba, go tell your father like this. It's not a svara. That acha shasisa kodesh, tasel chol. Like once Shemini Atzeres by Musaf, you already started to say Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem, like you know that today is the eighth day. Today is Shemini Atzeres, you know that it's kodesh. That's why you said Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem. How could you stop saying it by Mincha? You can't make the rest of the day chol, as if to say no. By Mincha today is not Shemini Atzeres. Maybe today is only a Shana Rabba. Since by Musaf you're already knowing as if it's Yom Tov, you cannot make it Chol. So Amalu Shmuel. So Shmuel said like this: Tulki v'yomer liyaba, and then there was the Kashi Achash Yisisa Kodesh Tasem Chol. Elo Amal Shmuel. Shmuel said the lach is like this: Maskei b'Musafim. True. On the first day Shemini Atzeres, we start saying by Musaf Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem over Mincha, and Mincha we also have to say it. Since Mincha is Mincha Shemini Atzeres. And we made the beginning of Shemini Atzeres already like Kodesh. That's like a Shemini Atzeres. So the whole Shemini Atzeres you have to say Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem by Musaf and by Mincha. Oh, but now when you daven Maariv for Simchas Torah, Upoisik Arvus for Shachris. Now when you come to Simchas Torah, what's the suffix of Simchas Torah? Maybe Simchas Torah is really only the eighth day. Really, that's the Shemini Atzeres. So on the time, that's the real Shemini Atzeres. Then by the Maariv of Simchas Torah and the Shachris of Simchas Torah, you don't say Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem. When you come to daven Musaf on Simchas Torah, that's when you again mention Mashav Ruach Merodah Goshem. That's what Shmuel held. Rav Amar, Rav says no, like we do. Havadra Svar is